Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning me in on the Still Just Fishing Show this morning. And, excuse me. Got Captain Chip Wingo's in a tournament today. Wishing him a lot of luck. See if they can get into the fish real good. And I had a friend of mine that was lined up to come in to do the show with me today, but unfortunately something happened and he wasn't able to make it. And so anyway, I'm here by myself. So give me a call, 222-8255, and we'll start out with the weather here. Looks like we're going to have a squall line of showers come through to sweep east, southeast across the area this afternoon and evening. And so we got a small craft advisory from about 2 o'clock through this evening. So, you know, just try to get out there and do your fishing this morning while you can. From the south winds, 10 to 15 knots. That's going to be a pretty good day. And so get out there this morning before those rains come through. Then we got a little bit more of a rain shower, looks like maybe tomorrow. And, but anyway, they're forecasting for 10 to 15 knots out of the south today, increasing to around 20 knots. And then tomorrow, southwest winds, 10 to 15 knots, and a chance of showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms. And then Monday's going to come back down to about, northwest winds, 5 to 10 knots. So get out there this morning, get early. And, I haven't looked at the radar yet to see exactly where this that little squall line is, but I'll check that out and during the break, and you know, have a little bit more information for you. And also want to recognize one of our sponsors, been with us a long time. It's Trolling Motor Services Plus, and 11283 Old St. Augustine Road, and that's Matt over there. He's always taking care of the guides and all around Jacksonville, keeping us on the water. Give him a call at 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Anyway, thinking about this, they're supposed to have a little bit of a shower, a possibility of a shower yesterday, but it turned out a pretty nice day yesterday. It was kind of cloudy, overcast, pretty nice, and the jetties was pretty smooth. Up until around probably 1 to 1:15, it started kind of building up a little bit out there. Saw some giant drum caught, so there's some around. And, you know, the ones I saw caught, of course, was they put them on a stringer because they were too big for the cooler and had them hanging out the back of the boat, which kind of broke my heart. But, you know, anyway, there's some really nice regular size drum out there on the inside and outside of the south jetties, also on the inside and outside of the north jetties. So if you get a chance to get out there and try to get those, the people that were catching them looked like they were catching them on shrimp. And you know, the ones I was the ones we caught was on crab, and caught some bonnethead sharks, which is kind of strange for this time of the year. I'm kind of surprised that they were in there. We actually caught three of those, and I was really kind of shocked at the first one, and you know, thinking, well, he's lost. And then we caught another one, and then another one, and I was kind of like, you know, these are more of a warmer water fish. And I was showing water temperature 68.3 degrees on my depth finder, so that was kind of a surprise to me to catch the bonnethead sharks this early in the year. I know they really come in, you know, usually around, you know, June, July, they're pretty thick. And we usually start catching them around, I would say, the middle to the end of May. And our water temperature is a lot different during that period of time than it is right now. I know we had a little bit warmer water temperature about a week and a half ago. And then we had those few nights in the 30s and some wind blowing. And well, a couple of nights, not a few, but just a couple of nights. And that kind of drove the water temperature down somewhat too, to keep it back down in the 60s. And so that kind of also shocked me that, you know, to catch bonnethead sharks this time of the year. I don't know if you, if you're normally catching them this time of the year, usually it's in a sandy area also, like, you know, way off the tip of the jetties. You know, Nassau Sound is another good area where they kind of frequent. And, you know, they're a good, strong, fun fish to catch, but whenever you're trying to target, you know, like, you know, bull reds or giant drum, and you wind up catching them, they kind of bite like a black drum. So that kind of, you know, kind of threw me off too, watching the people's, my clients' poles when they were getting bites, because crushing a crab like that, it just looked just like a drum. But, excuse me. Let's hit Captain Leon on. Morning, Captain.
Morning, Vic. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right, sir. How about you?
Man, doing all right. Start out the morning. Must have made a bonehead mistake last night and didn't turn on the bait pump overnight and came out to 12 dozen select mud minnows dead in the live well.
Oh, man.
Ugh. Yeah. So, there's $50 right out of the gate.
Yeah, really? Mm. I hate to hear that.
And you know how hard you have to work to kill a mud minnow?
Yeah, I know.
Somehow I killed them all. So.
Well, it was kind of surprising, too. At times, you know, when I had those big live wells in my Carolina skiff,
right?
I'd put, like, instead of running the pump on them, I'd put, like, a half inch of water in there, and that way they could sit on the bottom and breathe the outside air and didn't even, you know, wouldn't kill them that way. But once you put enough water in there where they got to come to the surface to breathe, they get exhausted, sink back down, and suffocate. But that's such a shame, man. I hate to hear that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
You're supposed to fish today?
Yep. I'm doing a favor, doing that builder's tournament for Brandon. Yeah. Taking his son, a great kid, Ethan. So we're going to have some fun out there, that's for sure, regardless.
Yeah. Well, have they got still got some mud minnows down there at the bait shop?
Well, I know for a fact they got 12 dozen less now because I just bought them.
Oh, man.
They got a live well full of shrimp and mud. There's no doubt about that. It won't run out today.
Oh, good.
Well, man, it's beautiful down here today. I mean, there's not a breath of air starting right now. Incoming tide. I think it's going to be high around noonish, I think, today.
I love the
Valley Bite's been on fire.
I love that slick water. You haven't noticed it on your Facebook page, your post on there. Man, you've been catching some nice stud reds.
Yeah, I've been, this last week, God, it's been good. I mean, it's just been really good. One of them days where you just look around, you go, you know, it could slow down just a little bit and pace itself for the next week, you know. You know, I don't like to get out there and, I mean, it sounds crazy saying this, but when you're blistering 30, 40 fish a day, you know, you're like, calm down, fish.
Yeah.
You know, you can pace yourselves, you know.
Well, it's so bad is when you get somebody else on board, you know, the next day or whatever, a couple of days later, and they go, well, how was your last trip? You know, I hate to, I say, look, last trip was totally, I don't even want to say how many fish we got. I go, last trip was totally different, you know, it's just a different day and everything, because, you know, if you tell them you caught 30 fish, you know, it's going to bite you in the butt and you're going to catch five. You know,
oh, you're so right. That's exactly how I feel. That's why I'm saying pace yourself, fish, dude. Don't all eat today, you know, because I'm scared for today, man, because, I mean, it's been so good.
Yeah.
Because today's a different day.
Yep.
Yeah, and it really matters today for little Ethan.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but, yeah, the trout, the redfish, the flounder, they're all feeding quite well, and it's all on mud minnows down here.
Oh, wow, man, that's good.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like using, whenever they're biting on mud minnows, which, you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But when they do, I like that because, you know, the bigger chance of the flounder.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't have a single shrimp in my boat today. Matter of fact, I haven't used a shrimp in, like, 4 days.
Oh, wow. That's good, man.
The only day I had shrimp is when I was trying to catch some black drum.
Yeah. Yeah, got to have them then. That or crab. But. You know.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you, Leon. I hope you get him, and thank you for the call. Appreciate that.
Vic, my friend, it's always good to talk to you.
Nah, it's great to talk to you too, buddy.
All right, brother. Be safe.
Good luck out there today.
Later, Tater.
All right. And Captain Chip, if you can hold on, I know you're in that tournament, but if you can hold on, I'll get you as soon as we come back.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back. We got Captain Chip Wingo on there.
What's up, man, Vic?
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Just working my way down to Volano.
Yeah.
By water.
Yeah, be careful in the dark like that.
Yeah.
Thank God
I've got great electronics.
I hate crab traps in the dark.
Yeah, I know.
That's the worst thing.
I've got a good flashlight on me, too, so.
Oh, good.
I'm not running hard either, so.
Yeah. You know.
It's just fishing.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Had a good week, a really good week.
Yeah, I've been seeing the post on your Facebook.
Yeah, Tuesday was the epic, or no, was it Wednesday was the epic day. I mean, we had 46 redfish from 4 to 14 pounds.
Wow.
They just fired off. I heard Leon talking about he was using just muds. And I was using shrimp and fish bites, and that's how I was catching mine. You know, I like to use the shrimp right now because there's a lot of black drum around. So, but we caught, you know, pompano. We had some real nice drum, great redfish all week. You know, today I got to try to catch all three. So, I've got all the bait you can imagine, including crab on the boat. So.
So which ones you're targeting today, Nim?
All three: redfish, trout, and flounder. You need a slam.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, but it'll be a fun day. You know, it's been a long week. I'm ready for a couple days off.
I know what you mean.
Out for a couple days again, get my sleep, build up my energy again. So.
Are you working tomorrow?
No.
Okay. But, yeah, they're supposed to get some rain tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to take tomorrow off and lick my wounds for the week. Maybe drive up to Georgia and see what I can do on another gobbler. But, you know, like I said, it just somebody flipped the switch this week and turned everything on, which is absolutely awesome.
That is so cool.
We've had you know, good days and bad days mixed in, but this week was definitely good days. Had a real slow day when we went bass fishing, though. I was disappointed Thursday. You know, we drove over to Santa Fe. Corey and I both went over. We had a two-boat trip, and, you know, the two guests actually caught fish, but it was just super slow. That little front moved in, and we saw some fish that were, like, sticking in the grass, like they were laid up in the grass. But they just didn't want to eat. You know, it is what it is. So.
Yeah.
But going to be a nice day on the water, you know. And
yeah, what time did you weigh in?
I'm not sure. I think it's 3. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a long day.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe you can get some stuff to weigh in there. Maybe you can get some stuff to weigh in there and get your flounder, too. Y'all been catching some flounder off and on down there, right?
Yeah, we have. I mean, we had a nice one this week that was a little over 4 pounds.
So. Oh, yeah. For this time of the year, that's killer.
So, nice thing about this week is I released fish every day. So, we kept one black drum and one pompano, and that was it. So there's a lot of all those fish that we caught are still swimming.
Yeah, there you go.
But, well, I'm going to get on it, Vic, and try to get down there before 7 o'clock. So.
Well, be careful on the way, and good luck to you. Hopefully you get into it, man. I mean, like Leon was saying, he's kind of worried about today, but, you know, the bite's been so good, but maybe all the way up until this front's coming through, you know, tonight and tomorrow. Maybe they'll just keep on going for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping the front will turn them on today, this morning. So, you know, we'll see what we can do with them.
Yeah, especially when that barometer starts, the very first start of that, you know, drop, when it comes in this afternoon. So maybe that'll help you also, too.
Yeah, that's a hope. I'm definitely hoping for that, my friend.
Well, appreciate the call, Chip. Good luck to you, man.
All right, have a great day. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you then.
All right, take care, man.
Well, let me know how you do then.
I will, sir.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so that's Captain Chip Wingo's in there, too. Also, I didn't put the phone number out there for Leon Dana, but it's, of course, 904-591-8906. That's 591-8906. And, of course, Captain Chip Wingo is 614-4989. That's 614-4989. So if you like to, you know, fish around Palm Valley area down there, that's where those guys fish a lot. Sometimes they'll fish up here, but they mostly go out of the Palm Valley outdoors down there where, you know, they have the boat ramp right by the Flano Bridge. So if you get a chance to fish with them down there, both of them great guys, they put you on fish. So, but yeah, I've talked about fishing with both of them for years and years, and Captain Chip Wingo and I finally got to fish one day on Mike Connolly's boat, and that's the first time out of all these years of knowing these guys, that's the first time we've ever fished together. I mean, I have to think about the days that Captain Fred Morrow and I, we talked about fishing together for probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years, and then finally we got to fish together 2 days. And one day it was in my boat, one day it was in his boat. And it was kind of funny, him and I decided we both had a free day and decided we'd go sheephead fishing. And we were leaving the boat ramp in my boat, and people saw Captain Fred and myself leaving. They're like, oh, my God, the sheephead are going to get, you know, completely ransacked today. And we came back. We had only caught one sheephead that day. Wind was blowing about 25 knots, and I mean, it was rocking out there and rolling, and we had to try to find places in the river, and it just seemed like every place in the river we went, it was just rocking and rolling, the boat going up and down. And of course, that's not really good when you're sheephead fishing, especially when you're trying to fish straight up and down in areas and keep that bait down on the bottom, you know, keep it still long enough that a sheephead will crush a fiddler. But it's funny, kind of funny, when we come back to boat ramp, nobody believed us, and they saw us, you know, together there, and we said we didn't catch anything. I didn't want to mention the one fish, but when I said we didn't catch anything, And those guys was like, yeah, right. You know, two of y'all out there fishing, both of you sheephead fishermen. I had to laugh. And Captain Fred was laughing. He was like, yeah, he says, these people just wouldn't believe that. But that's somebody I miss talking to all the time, Captain Fred Morrow. He was a great guy and such a sheephead king. I mean, has always been a sheephead king around these areas. And he had his captain's license for over 40 years, and I miss talking to that man. And he was a very well-known charter captain for this area. So that was, like I say, getting it. You know, you talk to these people forever, and you just never get to fish with them. And it's kind of, you know, heartbreaking when you think about it. We got to fish two times. We took Jimmy Allen from Whiteshell Fish Camp. Of course, Jimmy Allen's no longer with us anymore either. But he passed away a few years ago. Jimmy Allen, Fred Morrow, myself went fishing in Fred's boat and up in the creeks and all. We caught some really nice reds, but had a great day with them, talking to them guys all day. But sure could have used more days like that. But anyway, I want to remind everybody also that to get your saltwater angler recognition from the catch a memory section of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. You can get into the Saltwater Grand Slams, get a certificate for those. Catch three specified fish species within 24 hours from nine different categories. And there's Saltwater Fish Life List. You can track your progress and all that. When you get to be a member on their site, you can also catch a memorable size saltwater fish in 30 species categories under your big fish, your saltwater reel big fish, and it's spelled R-E-E-L. And anglers must submit a photo of the entire fish on a length measuring device showing the qualified length was. But you get some pretty nice prizes, and of course get your certificate showing which categories you're in. And there's just too many categories for me to get into and talk about that yet. But if you get a fishing regulations book put out from the FWC, the new one for 2021, excuse me, they'll have a section in there on page 8. On page 20, and shows you all your categories, shows you how to connect with them on catchafloridamemory.com. You can also do it on Facebook. That's facebook.com/catchflmemory. And you can also email them at anglerrecognition@myfwc.com. You'll also get listed in their Catch a Florida Memory Saltwater Angler Recognition books. You get into the saltwater regulation books, have your name in there, and they've got the Saltwater Grand Slam Club members, the Saltwater Fish Life List Club members, the Saltwater Reel Big Fish Club members, and the new Triple Threat Club members. So that's pretty neat. I know Craig Van Brocklin got him a certificate. I forget which one he was in. I'm going to try to look up his name here so I can tell him and congratulate him on that. And I know he got it like a year, maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. But I'll look up through here and see which category he was in. 222-8255. Give me a call. And let me know if you're going out fishing this morning or if you're already out there or if you've been this week. And it's been some pretty nice days this week to get out there. So I'll be back after this.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As many as 60 countries might be stalled at the first shots of their coronavirus vaccinations because nearly all deliveries through the global program intended to help some of the world's poorest countries are blocked until as late as June. The COVAX initiative is designed to provide vaccines to countries lacking the clout to negotiate on their own for scarce supplies of the vaccine. The Navajo Nation has issued a stay-at-home order for the weekend after reporting 26 more confirmed COVID-19 cases. The latest figures bring the total number of cases on the tribe's reservation, which includes parts of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, to 30,239. No additional deaths have been reported. On Wall Street, a winning session for the Dow, up 297 points to end the week at 33,800. The S&P 500 was up 31 points. This is SRN News.
Tune in to AM 600 WBOB every Tuesday evening at 5 for the Tony D Means Business Show with host Tony Davis. Tony fully understands the ups and downs of being in business today. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America and as a small business owner in a variety of industries, Tony D gets it. If it's good for business, you'll hear about it on this show. If it's bad for business, you'll really hear about it on this show. The Tony D Means Business Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 600 WBOB.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
This working from home thing has been going on for a while now, so take advantage of it. Tackle those projects you put aside for the right time, because the right time's now. Upgrade that space you're spending so much time in. Call American Electrical Contracting. The safety of their customers and employees is their first priority. All technicians are fully masked and equipped with industrial-level cleaning products. The safety measures for customer interaction is second to none. Call American Electrical Contracting today, 737-7770, or visit American-Electrical.com.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Hey, everybody, have a good weekend, but we'll be ready to go Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. Here we go again, more gun control, but now they talk about red flags, like if you got mental illness here or domestic violence. Roger, where is this going? Red flag laws kind of scare me when it comes to guns.
Well, it's not just preventing you from getting a gun, but it could also wreck your life in a lot of other ways as well.
We'll talk more about this and other issues coming up Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
There'll be a 60% chance of rain through tonight. Cloudy and breezy with a high today 88. Down to 65 tonight. 40% chance of showers Sunday. Cloudy and breezy, high of 81. Sunday night, partly cloudy, down to 61. And then sunny on Monday, high near 84.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us back. And let's get Rick on the phone this morning. Morning, Rick.
Good morning, Vic. How we doing?
Oh, hey. How you doing, Rick Ross? Glad to hear from you.
I'm doing fine. Thanks for your kind stories about the man that I was fortunate enough to call Big Daddy for for close to 40 years, and I had to tell you, one of the great blessings of my life actually occurred one day. He was sitting in my office, and this was after his Parkinson's had progressed pretty far, and Dave Crisp called me, another dear friend, said, "Man, the ocean's slick." He said, "We need to go," and it was like 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was back when the red snapper regulations made sense. For people that don't remember, we were doing very well with the recovery with a limit of two fish at 20 inches.
Yes.
So I said, "Dave, I can't go." I said, "Big Daddy's in the office with me today." And he spoke up and said, "I can go. Let's go." Well, you know, you didn't want to miss that opportunity. So the three of us went, Vic, and it was the kind of trip you're talking about, just with old friends, you know, people that you admire. And the three of us are anchored on a pretty good bite of snapper. And all of a sudden I hear Dave Crisp scream, and a great white that absolutely defies description. I mean, the size was just enormous. It looked to us to be around 18 feet long. Rose out of the water, took David's snapper off of the end of his rod, did 180 in midair, and crashed down right next to the boat. And the three of us, Vic, had 156 years of offshore experience between us. All three of us huddled around the console, and nobody'd go look over the side.
I remember that story. I think you said something about you could see down his throat when he was eating that thing.
Oh, yeah. When I first looked over the side when David screamed, all I could see was teeth. He actually extended, or if it was a herd, she actually extended her jaw, just like they do on Shark Week, and then opened it. The snapper was tiny in her mouth, and she came completely clear of the water, did a 180, and went back down. And it was petrifying, but oh my gosh, it was just like God said, "You three have spent your whole life out here. I got something to show you."
I know what you mean, man. Golly. I remember when you first started talking about that story, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, you know, to see one, you know, when I used to fish offshore, to see one, you know, kind of cruising at the top of the water. This was south of the pier, probably 3 miles south of the pier one time, and about I don't know, about 4 or 5 miles off the beach. But, you know, not seeing them around the jetties or nothing like that. But to be able to see one like that at one point, I was just amazed. I could not imagine one coming up out of the water. I mean, it would be like, I'd be like, okay, let's crank up. We've had enough fishing. Let's go home.
We left.
Did you?
But I got to tell you, Vic, anybody who says to you, "Hey, I think I saw a great white," they didn't.
Yeah, no.
If you see one, there will be no mistaking.
Yes, you know it is. That's right. I mean, you know, over the years, we've seen so many sharks, but I've only seen that one time. And just to see that thing and the fin, the size of that fin, it's just unbelievable.
There's just so many things that I think about him so much today, because I'm a staunch Republican, as you know, and when Barack Obama was elected for his second term, well, Big Daddy and I drank coffee on the dock about every morning, and I walk out there with my coffee. I said, "Oh my gosh!" It was the morning after Obama had been elected, and I said, "Big Daddy, what are we going to do?" And he said, "Well, I believe some days the fish will bite, and some days not so much." That was his answer.
I tell you, well, he was something else, and I'd still admire him to this day. And there was so much, you know, when we see someone like that and be able to talk to someone and know someone, there's, when we lose them, there's so much knowledge that we've lost. It's just, you know, I don't know how to explain it.
I was such a stubborn young kid and thought he was so smart and so cocksure. And Fred said, "What you need to do is take one of these days and you and I go up these creeks, and I'll give you all these spots, and then when you're too old to fish offshore, you'll have them. You know where they are.
Yeah.
And I and Vic, I'm just like, well, I'll never get that old. That'll never happen.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, I regret that. But one of the things I really regret, and Vic, I'd give anything, and I've told you this before, I'd give anything if while he was still healthy enough, if I could have put him in a kayak at dawn.
Oh, wow.
And paddled him in the back of some of these creeks. Because he died literally thinking that we had fished those creeks out.
Oh, wow.
Because when he started going up there, he was going up there on his 70-horse motor and throwing his anchor next to the oyster bar.
Yep.
And sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And the fish obviously got wise to that, and they learned, and they quit cooperating with him. And he thought it was because we had killed them all. Years later, the guys like Chip Wingo and David Borey and Leon and all these great inshore guys have learned that those fish are still there. You just got to be a whole lot better at approaching them than you used to be.
Yes, and you know what? I talk about that to my customers a lot. I talk about how smart these fish have become. And they're like, oh, man, they got the brain about the size of a pea. They're not smart. I'm like, look. You hook one of these things, if you've got a trolling motor down, anchor rope down, oyster bed close by, they know how to get off that line. They know mm-hmm. what to do to cut that line. And they learn, it's a learn. I mean, we all know as fishermen, it's a learned behavior for them to go up in the shallows. I mean, what 7-8 pound fish will go up in a shallow enough to have his back sticking up out of the water an inch and a half or something? Because they have learned that's where the bait's at. I mean, it's all a learned mm-hmm. behavior. And I always say these fish are getting smarter, but, a lot of people think I'm crazy.
Well, no, Vic, and I argue with Quentin White, the head of JU's marine air curriculum there, and I tell him, if fish don't learn, go down to the Keys and drop a shrimp under the dock in one of those mangroves. Get the second one to eat it.
Yeah.
You don't think they learn. I mean, that's the truth. The trout in my lights at night.
Well,
I can throw almost anything through that light on the first cast and catch one. The second cast, there's going to be a fish that follows it all the way to the rod tip, and then it's going to be over. And there may be 25 trout there.
Yeah.
So don't tell me they don't learn.
Yeah. You tell anybody, it's like my son-in-law. My oldest daughter lives up in Madison, Georgia, which is way away from the ocean, of course. It's 60 miles east of Atlanta. And so the first time I took him offshore, and just before I was even chartering, and we went out there one day, and he's like, oh, my gosh, what is that in the water right there? And I was like, what? And I lean over, and I said, that's a barracuda. And he's like, a barracuda? And I'm like, yeah, I said, well, there's a couple of them over here, too. Look over here. And, I mean, when you're out there in that clear water and you look down and see those, what are those fish doing? They're waiting. They know there's a boat there. They're waiting for that fish to be brought up,
And we've got a real problem brewing all up and down the east coast of Florida, I can tell you, that sharks have adapted that same behavior, And they are starting to follow fish boats and just take whatever they want. I've got a dear friend that is chartered out of Stuart, Florida, and he told me he's had 19 sailfish eaten by sharks. He said, I had one in the late 80s. He said, I had one in, like, 2005 or something. And he said, I had 17 last year.
My gosh. I mean, just...
Vic, I hear the music. I appreciate your time, brother.
Hey, I really appreciate your call and reminiscing about Captain Fred. That was one in a million guys. I still respect him to this day. Wish I'd have fished with him a lot more, though. That's one thing I miss. I mean, we ought to look at, not only how time flies by, but we ought to try to do things like that we want to do.
I know a great mini fisherman I've never fished with.
Me?
That would be you.
we'll have to do it, Rick. Thank you. I appreciate it so much, buddy. I really appreciate you calling.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Now, Kevin, if you can hold on through the break, I'll get you on as soon as we come back. And sorry that was a little bit long, but I'll get you on as soon as we get back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. Got Kevin been waiting patiently, hopefully patiently, on the line.
Hey, Captain Vic, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call.
Yeah, I hope you can hear me all right.
My voice, sir.
Is a little weak. Yeah. Usually I'm listening to you on the way to the marina, you know, every Saturday morning. That's why I've never called in. And Friday, Saturday, well, I call myself semi-retired now because now I fish 2 days a week instead of one. But, you know, talking about Captain Fred, you know, years ago, I've been listening to Rick on the radio and all them guys. And years ago, I chartered Captain Fred. I had a best friend of mine up from South Florida, and I always heard about Captain Fred. And so I arranged a charter, and I was at a marina, I think on Beach Boulevard there. And here he comes, and he had this old blue boat with this. Somehow I expected something different, but you know, it was such a modest ship he had there. It was a hoot. Anyway, we had a wonderful day. He caught a bunch of little reds, but you know, he had me in the middle of the boat, and my buddy up on the front, and my buddy was catching them one after another, and for some reason I just wasn't doing well, and he was just, every once in a while, he'd kind of snicker at me. But John Durson or Dreesen was another fellow that I fished. Yeah, I fished with him several times, my wife and I, and even took some employees, you know, back then. But as soon as I was able to, you know, I've always had a little boat, and now, even though I'm no real threat, I just love being out there myself, you know. Even when I don't catch nearly as much, but I've been fishing this area now since I got here, which I guess I was like 30. I think I was 30. I'm 66 now, so I've been fishing the local water for a long time. But I've always wanted to talk to you. I just never did because I was fishing on Saturday.
Well, I appreciate you calling and talking about Captain Fred, you know, and when you're saying, I think you pronounce his name Dreesen or something. I mean, we always called him Dreesen. I don't really know how you pronounce his name, but John Dreesen.
Right.
But, he loved to float fish. That's all he ever did.
All we did. I probably went with him a half a dozen times.
You could catch fish.
And he always had, it's funny, after fishing with John, then I went out myself, you know, and he used to fish with treble hooks on his floats, and something he got away with that I couldn't, because when the Marine Patrols taught me, they were raised hell about that.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's not allowed with any live or dead bait, only artificials. Yeah. But it was kind of funny how he did that, how he got away with that. But you know, it was so. That's another person that I talk about as far as having spots and knowledge of areas and stuff like that, of little drop-offs and ledges and, you know, where he float fished at, you know, all of that's gone when you have a person that's got all that knowledge. It's gone, you know.
That's true.
Such a shame. But
I still fish some of the same spots, you know. Of course, you know all you charter captains know, we fishermen run out to the same spot you just purchased to. But I fish a lot of those same spots that John, because, you know, he tended to, at least the times I was fishing, it seemed to be between Butler Boulevard and the little jetties, and that was about as far as we went in and around that area, at least when I was fishing. But I had surgery yesterday, that's why I couldn't go fishing today. My voice is a little weak. Yeah, I had a little hernia surgery.
Are you recovering okay?
Yeah, I mean, I feel all right. I feel, you know, like I've been stabbed or something this morning, but I feel like I'm going to be just fine. I'll probably be back on the water next Saturday, listening to you on the radio.
Well, don't strain yourself that quick, but, you know, get somebody to go with you or whatever so you don't strain yourself, you know. But
yes, sir.
But yeah, Captain Fred Morrow. He was just one of a kind, and I mean, the man did not like artificial fishing. And when him and I and Jimmy Allen that owned White Shell Fish Camp. Now Jimmy loved artificials, and Jimmy would throw a top order. And actually, he's the one that kind of got me turned on to a Super Spook Junior. And the redfish color, it's got the little eye spot on the back of it, just like a redfish, like a small redfish. Yeah. I cannot tell you how many reds and trout that I've caught with that thing over the years after you know, fishing that day with them guys. And, I mean, he caught some nice reds and one nice trout. And, but he'd worked that thing so fast across there. And, of course, I work it a little differently, but I've just learned how, you know, I get more strikes in it whenever I – you know, twitch it and pause it and stuff like that at times. But, like I said, I've never used a Super Spook Junior. I always use like Mirror Lure, you know, Top Pups, Top Dogs, stuff like this. And, and then the big, Super Spooks, I've used those. But, ever since that trip, that just taught me a whole lot. And ever since then, I've always got those on my boat. I mean, I've got them hanging on my dash right now. I haven't used it in several months, but, you know, because I don't hardly get to fish, you know, but I can't wait till I can get out there and do it again. But myself, you know,
I bought all them mowers, you know. I got to say, I really, you know, I did a lot of bass fishing when I was a kid in South Florida, and that was all. And then for me. And then now I get up here, and I've been primarily a bait fisherman. But I bought several of the ones you've mentioned, you know, like Bomber Longa.
Oh, yeah.
Spurtunia.
I tell you
and
what.
I haven't done well with them yet, but I just haven't taken the time because, you know, I'm out there for like 4 or 5 hours. And
yeah.
It's hard to try to learn something new in that much time.
Well, and also, you know, just remember that bomber. Keep it under the surface, but work it slow. Most people drive that thing down 3 or 4 feet by working it fast because that lip on it. And in our dark water, that can't flash as much. So just work it a little slower, but don't let it come to the surface, you know, because it'll float. But let me tell you, that Super Spook Junior, I mean, that Bomber Long A with that lip on it, I have caught some nice, nice bass on that thing. I guess they look at it like a shiner, you know, because I use the one that's called the Blue Flash. It's got, you know, it's not just a painted one, but it's got a mirror inside of it. And that's the other reason I want it to stay up. Now, you know, most of the time people use lures, they want to use them, you know, in low light conditions, early morning, cloudy days, late afternoon, you know, early evening or whatever. That bomber, I want the sun out. And I want it to make that thing flash. So just if you do get a chance to use it again, just remember, you know, keep it under the surface. Don't work it so slow that it comes to the top. But I always say probably try to keep it a foot and a half below the surface. That way that sunlight can still make it flash, and the little tiny BBs will still, you know, and the wiggling will still, you know, make those fish come up to it.
Mm.
But Fred wouldn't use artificials, and that day we were fishing, of course, you know, I used bait along with Fred at times, and I used artificials, and it was just so funny because Jimmy had an extra one of those Super Spook Juniors, and he let me use it that day, and I got hooked on that thing, and I've caught 40-pound tarpon up in Clapboard Creek with it. I mean, it's just a great little lure, you know. And I'm sorry?
Well, I was just saying, you mentioned Clapboard Creek. You know, I just started going up in there, but that's why, you know, there's so much water around here, just figuring out where to go, you know.
Yeah.
Because I have a tendency to go out there and hit the same spots all the time, so I've been trying to push myself to not fish anywhere that I fished before.
That's the best way to do it, because that's what I used to do. And when people say, man, let's go down to Mosquito Lagoon and fish, I'm like, let's just fish a different area here. Let's learn a different area here. Because you know yourself, you go to a creek, I mean, you got to learn where those fish are on the incoming tide, the outgoing tide, the east wind, the west wind. You got to figure out where those fish are in that creek and learn that creek good enough, then go to the next one, you know?
Hey, Captain Baker, a pleasure to talk to you, sir. I'll talk to you again.
I hope you do, Kevin. I hope you recover quickly, and where you can get back on the water, don't strain yourself too quick. And but I really appreciate your call, Kevin. Thanks a lot. It's good to hear from you. It's good to hear the stories about John and Fred Morrow.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Thank you. 222-8255. Give me a call, and we'll talk some fishing.